Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Is it that there are powers or energies beyond our understanding when it comes to the paranormal? Do weird and creepy things happen just because they're fantastic coincidences? Or is there some way of knowing that we haven't tapped into yet? Maybe you can decide once you hear these true stories. Knock Knock, Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, UK, circa 1950. Murray's great-grandfather had been ill for some time, and his condition was worsening as time went on. By this stage, his great-grandfather had received all the best care he could get, and he had been surrounded by loved ones. But on this particular night, he was not expected to survive to the next morning. Murray's great-grandfather was at home in his bed, and Murray's grandmother and mother were sitting up with him, as was the way things were done in those days. In the middle of the night, there was a knock at the door. Murray's grandmother looked at the door confused. "Who would be coming to the door at this late hour?" she mumbled. She did get up, however, to answer the door, and as she opened that door, there was nobody there. Shortly afterwards, his great-grandfather passed away. 5 years later, Murray's great-grandmother suffered a stroke and was quite unwell as a result. She was also being cared for, but there was nothing more the doctors could do, and sadly, she was expected to die from it. She also received care and attention from Murray's grandmother and mother, who sat up with her every night. One night, as they were all in the home, there was a knock at the door. Not sure of who could be this late at night, Murray, who was still quite young, looked at his mother and grandmother. His mother shrugged her shoulders, as if to say, "I'm not sure who it could be," and then she went to answer the door. Again, nobody was there. His great-grandmother passed away shortly afterwards, just like her husband had done 5 years before. It would be quite a few years later that Murray's grandfather was in hospital, some 20 miles away from the family home. He had undergone a minor procedure and was doing well after the operation. He was expected to be home within the next few days, and the family were looking forward to having him back. In the middle of the night, Murray's grandmother heard a knock at the door. As she roused from her sleep to answer it, thinking it must have been something important, she opened the door. There was nobody there. Having noted the past experiences, where her own parents had passed away immediately after these mysterious late-night knocks on the door, with no one there, she began to get worried. She was so worried that she went to the phone box nearby to make some calls. She made a phone call to Murray's mother, and they were all okay. Then she had a creeping feeling that something had gone terribly wrong. She called the hospital just to see if her husband, Murray's grandfather, was okay. The hospital had to tell her that he had a sudden and unexpected heart attack and had just passed away. Nowadays, if Murray hears a knock at the door at night, he says he's petrified. Were these just coincidences, or was there something more at play? You decide. The Shadow in the Road, Peru, 1983. I was told this story by a man named Jose and appeared quite unsettling for him. He genuinely believed that this incident was no coincidence and that it was a portent of things to come. Jose's father Antonio had been working as a bus driver for a long time and was used to the streets of his city. Jose would sometimes get the opportunity to ride with his father when he was a boy and enjoyed the fact that his father was relatively well known by the locals. One day, just like any other day, his father Antonio was driving his bus on a sunny afternoon on his usual route, and the road ahead was clear. As Antonio maneuvered through the bends in the road and began to drive on a straight, he noticed the hills and the mountains as they rolled past in the distance. Looking back ahead, he suddenly caught sight of something right in the middle of the road. What he saw was a, quote, very tall man, unquote, in dark clothes, and the man was carrying a long staff. This very tall man was also wearing a very wide-brimmed hat, and almost appeared strangely black in contrast with the bright afternoon. Worst of all, despite the fact that the bus was coming towards him, this tall man was simply standing there, head down, and would not move out of the way. Antonio knew that he could not brake in time to avoid hitting the man. He also knew that attempting to stop or swerve at this speed would likely cause an accident and would definitely put all of his passengers at risk. So even though he slowed down as much as he safely could, he prepared for the impact. Antonio drove straight on ahead and closed his eyes, expecting to feel a dumbing thud at any second. But the bus simply kept going. No bump, no thud, no screams of horror from passengers or lookers-on. In disbelief, he reopened his eyes and looked in his mirrors, and then behind him for the strange man. There was no sign of him anywhere. He pulled the bus over, much to the confusion of his passengers, and then he searched the area, only to find nothing. On returning home, he told his family of what had happened, and Jose recalled that it had never happened to his father before or after this incident. However, immediately after this incident, Jose said that his father grew ill, and that less than 2 years later, his father Antonio had passed away.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Flock, Pyrmont, New South Wales, Australia, circa 2000. There is no doubt about it that crows are very intelligent animals. They have the ability to remember faces and can problem solve. However, often crows are associated with the creepy and the strange, and crows are considered bad luck in some cultures. Jason had never given this a second thought. After all, they're pretty common and they just go about their daily business. However, one day, Jason was at work in his small office building. As he was coming and going from his desk over the next hour or so, he noticed that on top of a balcony of an apartment block, across from his workplace, a crow landed and perched there. He didn't pay too much attention at first, but he noticed as a little bit more time passed, there were more and more crows perched on that balcony. Now Jason took notice, as a swarm of them were perched there on the balcony. Intrigued, Jason watched them for a while. They were simply sitting, and soon Jason commented to another staff member how so many crows were just sitting there, and he had never noticed them do this before. Jason admits that he wondered what the reason could be, but he never imagined what happened next. About 20 minutes later, the siren of an ambulance was heard pulling up to the apartment building across from Jason's workplace. And, at exactly the same time, the whole swarm of crows took off from the balcony, flew away and disappeared. Jason watched curiously as, another few minutes later, the ambulance officers brought out a covered deceased person from the building. Had the crows foreseen the death of someone? And if so, how? Thanks for joining me, and don't forget to listen in next time for more chilling true tales. If you'd like to subscribe, that would be fantastic, and you won't miss another episode. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale, so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.